Hi, I'm Zach, and today we're going to start our trip beyond Gilead with a look back at what's been happening around town.
Sometimes the only way to freedom is to give up control.
So this means...
I'm going to testify.
Tiffany!
Mom!
We just lost your dad.
There's something I wanted to show my dad. I'd like to show you.
Oh, I'd be honored.
It's a ring for Carrie.
You're packing.
With all you've gone through, I imagine you need some time for reflection.
Not reflection. Protection.
So I guess we're going to be doing some traveling today. Are you packed and ready to go? Well, then let's hit the road beyond Gilead.
State Police, winter is coming. Remember, it's time to winterize your home and your car. For a tip list on being prepared and what you need to do, visit the State Police website at
Prepared. Yes. Prepared.
Tiffany, are you ready to go get your hair done?
The zipper, and you wouldn't even realize it if you weren't really looking. And I love that it looks like a backpack, but it's small like a purse. Isn't that awesome?
Uh-huh.
And open it up, and there's another pocket.
Yeah, wow, imagine that.
Yeah, that's cool, Sarah. I'm glad you like your new purse. Hey, Sydney, did you see the new cutie girl stuff at the mall yet?
Yeah, I was there the other night, and the display is huge. Backpacks and shoes, there are even books.
You know, those could be good for school, reading and all.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
I saw them too. They were setting up the display when I got my backpack.
Really? Cool.
Did I show you the flap inside? It's like a hidden secret. I'll have to show you when we get back inside.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna go get a drink. I'll be right back.
I am so sick of hearing about that new backpack purse thingy, whatever it is. It's all she's talking about today.
I know. It's cool and I thought it was really nice, but I'm tired of hearing about it.
Me too. Hey, I have an idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. Here she comes. Just play along.
Okay.
Hey, Sarah. Where do you say your backpack was?
It's in the classroom, over by the codes. I'll have to show you when we get in.
Okay, yeah, I can't wait.
What are you doing?
You'll see.
So why are we going to get our haircut again?
It's the last day Maya has off from school before she needs to go back on Monday. They were so gracious to give us time after, well, you know. I thought Maya would like to go back with an all-new look. Perhaps we could all use new looks. Fresh starts.
Okay.
See? That's good.
I don't need a new look. Randy loves me just the way I am. He'd be so upset if I cut my hair.
Okay, then. Maybe just a different style.
Whatever.
Hey, Tiff, is that your new phone?
Yes. I love it. It helps me keep in touch with Randy better.
I guess so. Does it have... Hey, wasn't that the turn to Sergio's?
Yeah. Mom, you missed the turn.
Hmm? Oh, no, I didn't. There's a new place we're going to try.
What? A new place? I don't trust new people with my hair.
I've heard great things about it.
Really? What's the name?
Marcus Senior Source.
What? That sounds stupid.
It's where Bethany Turner gets her hair done.
Really? Are you serious? Okay.
Okay. Hey, Steve, can you grab that book for me?
This one?
Yep.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Spending the weekend with her parents. Nice.
Yeah.
So when will you be back?
Well, we're just going for the weekend, so sometime on Sunday. Hello? Okay, yeah, cool. I'll be down in just a minute. Bye.
Carrie?
Yep, she's ready downstairs. Okay, you have my number.
Yep, have yours and Carrie's.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Okay, Later.
Hey, Caleb, you forgot your map. Oh, well, he'll get there.
This is so good. Imagine what she's gonna do when she sees it's gone.
It will be pretty funny after everything she's been going on and on about. I can just see the look on her face when she realizes it's gone. But then we'll give it back to her. That's gonna be hilarious.
I'm glad it fit inside your backpack.
Me too. You need to clean yours out. There's a lot of stuff in there.
I know. Shh, here comes Miss Gillis.
All right, class. Hunter is passing out your questions on yesterday's reading assignment. You have 15 minutes to work on them, and then we'll be collecting them.
Where's my backpack purse? It was right here.
Sarah?
My new bag, it's missing. I had it right here. I went to go get my new pencil sharpener, and now my purse is gone.
Well, I'm sure it's here somewhere, dear. There's no reason to panic.
I have to find it. It's brand new. I can't lose it.
All right, class, has anyone seen Sarah's new purse? It's very important to her, and she'd like to have it back, please.
Sydney, we need to tell her.
No way. I'm not going to tell Miss Gillis we did that. We're going to get into such big trouble. But we'll wait till no one's looking, and then we'll slide it back into where it was. No one will ever know, and they'll think she just got confused.
I don't think that this...
Do you want to go to the office?
No.
Then you better not tell anyone. Trust me.
Okay.
Mrs. Richter? Maya, Tiffany...
Indeed. Hello, Steve. It's nice to see you.
Hey, Steve.
So, do you do hair?
What?
Tiffany, Mom already told us we're not going to get our hair done. Coming here to see Caleb was the surprise.
Yeah, well, it was worth a shot.
How did you guys get upstairs? Did someone escort you? You guys can't be up here without...
Yes, we ran into a nice boy downstairs who knows Caleb. He signed us in.
Okay.
So, where is Caleb? On his way back from class, I'd assume?
No. Actually, he's not here right now.
That's fine. We'll wait.
He won't be back.
What? What do you mean? Where did he go?
Oh, nothing bad's happened or anything. I mean, he just went to Carrie's for the weekend.
What? He went where?
Mom, calm down.
I don't know. I mean, I do know. He went to Carrie's. They'll be back Sunday.
Is this Caleb's computer? I am so bored.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why didn't he tell me?
Mom, Caleb's a grown-up.
He is not. He's still my son. How can I find him?
I don't know. They just left a little bit ago, maybe half an hour. You could probably still catch him.
Mom, why don't we just call him?
No! This was supposed to be a surprise for everyone.
Yeah, woohoo! Great surprise! Right up there with the circus.
Now, what will I do?
Hey, Mom, I think I know how to find Caleb.
Yes?
There's a map here on the printer.
Yeah, that's right. Caleb forgot to take that with him.
So this is the map to Carrie's house?
Yeah.
Excellent, let's go!
Okay, bye.
Miss Gillis? Yes, ma'am. I saw something in her backpack.
What's Matthew doing? What? Matthew's saying something to Miss Gillis. She's looking at us. Do your work. Uh-oh, Hope. What's she doing? She's got your backpack.
No.
Wow, you're in big trouble.
Hope Morrison, would you join me, please?
Yes, ma'am. Where are we going?
We're going to take a little trip to the office.
Oh.
He said Caleb just left not too long ago, so if we hurry...
Mom, what are we doing?
Oh, don't you know, Maya? We're traveling hundreds of miles all across the eastern seaboard to get our hair cut by Caleb.
That's enough, Tiffany.
But why are we following Caleb? What's going on?
I have everything under control, Maya. No need to worry.
Mom, slow down. You're going to get a ticket.
Well, what's a traffic ticket compared to bribery?
Tiffany!
Well, it's true.
If we hurry, we can catch Caleb. Just watch for his car, Maya.
All right, but... Mom, you gotta slow down!
I'm fine, Maya. Stop worrying.
Tiffany!
What?
Ugh, never mind.
Everything's just fine, Maya. Just fine. Road trips can be really fun. Just relax and have a good time. We'll catch up to Caleb soon.
Miss Gillis?
Yes, Hope?
need to go to the bathroom.
You can go after we've been to the office.
No, I really can't. I'm gonna have an accident. Please?
All right. You go ahead. I'll be waiting right here.
Thanks, Miss Gillis. What do I do? What do I do? I can't go to the office. I'm gonna get in trouble, and I didn't even do it. Think. Hey, wait a second.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm fine, Roberta. How's your class?
They're great. What are you doing here?
Waiting for Hope Morrison. She's in the bathroom.
Oh. Hey, did you get the new books we're gonna be using?
This is it. While Miss Gillis is distracted, there's a plant right there I can hide behind.
Interesting. I wasn't sure about the philosophy in the biology book.
She'll never see me here.
I wonder what's taking Hope so long. I should go check on her.
No problem. I'll let you go then, Patty. Talk to you later.
Drop by my class after school and we can talk some more.
See you then.
Hope? Are you alright? What's taking so long?
This is it. Gotta go now!
What would happen if Gilead went off the air?
Hey there, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids down Gilead Lane.
You can join the Morrison family when you support Keys for Kids Ministries. Every gift helps reach kids, teens, and families with the chance to hear the gospel all around the globe. Faithful donors like you make sure the Morrisons can go on the air throughout the world when you begin a monthly donation of $10 or more at keysforkids.net and tap Donate in the menu.
So, well, how are you enjoying Coleraine?
Oh, it's beautiful, John. I can understand why you chose to raise a family here. It's great.
Well,
I'm sorry, John. I have to take this.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm just looking over the menu here.
Paulson. Yes, hello, sir. I know. I've been in contact with her, sir, and I was aware of her plans to take a short trip, but yes, I know. I'll make sure she's there. Yes. Thank you. Sorry about that, John.
Oh, it's all right. I understand work issues. Will, I know I shouldn't even ask, and you probably can't tell me. But is there anything I can help you with?
I don't know, John. It's Monica.
Monica. Well, is she all right?
I wish I knew. She's disappeared.
What?
I have no idea where she is.
But when Mary and I saw her, she said you knew.
What? When did you see her?
It was just the other day. She was at her house and she was packing and said she told you she was leaving and that it was all right.
Well, I bought her some time. Tom's death was huge. It gave Monica some sympathy with the authorities when she may not have had any before. Right. I told her to take a break from everything for a little while, but I didn't know she was going to leave town. And she's not taking any of my phone calls now.
She isn't?
No. Yeah. So I have no idea where she is or when she'll be back or if she's even coming back.
You know, I've been doing a little digging into this whole mess myself.
You have?
Yeah. And some things that came up at Tom's funeral, they just didn't sit right with me. So I thought I'd do some research on my own.
And?
I've been finding some really interesting things, but nothing concrete yet.
Really?
Yeah, some really interesting things.
Maybe we should compare notes.
Yeah, maybe we should.
So, Finn, what should we do this afternoon? I thought so, too. Finn, did you hear something? Yes, me too. Probably just the wind. The wind smells a lot like strawberry shampoo today. Well, I'm thirsty. Good thing I just made some lemonade. Finn? Don't you think the wind might be thirsty after that long run? And the wind giggles, too. Will the wind come and say hello?
blow.
Oh, my. The wind sounds just like my friend Hope.
You're funny.
So are you, Hope. You make me smile in a wonderful way. And I'm sure that the wind wouldn't mind if you drink his lemonade.
Thank you, Miss Grace.
You are very welcome. And now, would you like to tell me why you're not in school?
Uh-oh. Busted.
Up here, we'll have to take a left-hand turn.
Mom, shouldn't we slow down? Or maybe take a bathroom break?
No! I'm sorry. We're very close, Maya. There's no reason to slow down. Caleb's very close, I can tell.
Right. Whatever.
Mom, there's a police officer right there. Slow down.
Oh, no, don't. Maybe we can stop this craziness right now. Oh, officer! Escape crazy lady here. Kidnapping? Bribery? Oh, come on.
Tiffany, stop.
We're close, very close. It's all going to be fine as soon as I find Caleb. Everything's just fine.
To be a joke, but then there I was going to the principal's office.
Oh no. What happened when you got there?
Where?
To the principal's office.
Oh, I sort of didn't go.
What?
I snuck out.
Of the principal's office?
No, of school.
You left school without permission?
Yeah.
That's not good.
I know.
You know, you can't run away from the things you've done.
Yeah, I know. God knows everything. But, Miss Grace, I didn't steal her purse. Everyone thinks I did. I didn't. I just couldn't. I didn't. I mean, it wasn't me.
I understand that, Hope. And so does God. He knows what you've done and what you meant to do. And he loves you, no matter what. Even when you have done something bad, he loves you.
Yeah, I know that. I've heard it, but...
Yeah. Sometimes knowing and understanding are two different things.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes you can know something, but when it really counts, it's easy to forget or hard to put into practice. Trusting God is like that. We can talk a lot about how we trust God, but when the time comes, do we worry and stress and get anxious?
Oh, or like knowing God loves me and that he'll take care of me, but running away when I should trust him?
Yep. Just like that. Now, I think we probably have a few phone calls to make. I'm pretty sure your parents would like to know where you are.
You're right. I really don't want to go back to school, though.
Well, I'm sure you don't. But that's another part of running away. When you come back, you have to face what you've done. That's not always easy. But God is with you and will love you no matter what. If you remember that, you'll be fine.
Miss Grace?
Yes?
How do you know so much?
Oh, it's all by the grace of God. And compared to what he knows, I don't know anything.
Wow, that's cool.
I appreciate you taking time out of your weekend for me.
It's no problem, Caleb. I'm glad you and Carrie could make it home this weekend. Say, could you hand me that wrench?
Yep, here you go.
Thanks, sir. Mm-hmm. You know, Carrie's mother and I enjoy these weekends a great deal. Now, son, what would you like to talk to me about? Is it politics, school?
Mr. Piper, I love your daughter, sir, very much.
Oh? Yes, all right.
And I know we're young, but I have a plan, sir, and I'd very much, I'd like your permission to ask for Carrie's hand in marriage.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I said okay. You have my permission to ask for my daughter's hand in marriage. So, are you going to ask me now for her hand, or are you going to ask if you can ask me again?
Sir... May I have your daughter's hand in marriage?
Well, let's see. You're a fine young man, Caleb. You love Carrie, and we appreciate the care and the consideration that you've given to her. But do you know what's the most important part of any marriage?
Yes, sir. God. No marriage can survive without him. Carrie and I wouldn't have even gotten this far without him. I know that.
Oh, you're a solid young man of God, Caleb. And I appreciate that. I know that you will put your relationship consistently in God's hands, and you'll lean on him for everything. I couldn't ask for a better husband for my daughter.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That is such a relief.
And Caleb?
Yes, sir.
I know your father just passed, and I hope this doesn't offend you, but we couldn't ask for a better son either. My wife and I are both very excited to welcome you into our family, and I hope you'll come to think of us as such.
Yeah, Wow, thank you, sir. But wait, you knew that I was going to propose?
Yeah, my wife had an idea. You know, women know about these things, Caleb. It's something you might want to make a note of before you get married.
Yeah, good point. Thanks again.
Yeah, no problem, Caleb. Now, do you know how you're going to propose yet?
Well, I have a couple of ideas.
Do you have the ring already?
Oh, yeah. It's right here.
Oh, wow, that's a beauty, Caleb. Very nice choice. Carrie's gonna love it.
Yeah, thanks. I think she will, too.
Well, you know, one of Carrie's favorite places has always been our garden out in the back. You know where we have that little gazebo?
Oh, yeah. She has mentioned that before.
Perhaps my wife and I could help put something nice together back there as a surprise, if you'd like to ask her this weekend.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I would really appreciate it.
You know, Carrie's mother would love to help with that. Just trust me. What on earth? There's someone pulling into our driveway. Must be something important.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Caleb?
That's my mother.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Well, we better go see what she needs.
Mom?
Oh, Caleb, it's good to see you, son.
What's wrong?
Wrong? Nothing. We just wanted to come and visit you.
What?
Welcome to the crazy. Can we get our hair done now?
Oh, Tiffany.
Ugh.
Can someone please tell me what is going on
here? Of course, darling. We're going on a trip.
Monica is taking the Richter family on a trip? I have a feeling that might not be the best idea, considering all the bad things that have happened to her recently in Coleraine. But like we saw with Hope today, sometimes we think the easiest thing to do when we're faced with trouble is to run away. But that isn't always the good or right thing to do. Hope learned with the help of Grace today that when we run away, it shows that we aren't trusting God to take care of us. Even when things get scary and we're threatened with something like going to the principal's office, when we don't face those things with confidence, it shows what we really believe inside. It shows that we don't believe what the Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, that God will never leave us or forsake us. Well, I don't know about you, but next time something tough comes my way, I don't want to just hit the road. I want to do the right thing and remember that Jesus is always with me, and I want to run to him the next time something tough comes up in my life. How about we try that together, all right? Then you can write or email me and tell me how it goes. You can either send a letter to P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501, or you can send an email to Gilead@keysforkids.org. It would be great to hear from you. Beyond Gilead is based on characters and situations in Down Gilead Lane and is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, Crossroads, was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer with post-production by Joe Carroll. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie was the executive producer, and I'm Zach. And I'll see you right back here next time, Beyond Gilead.